Hare Krishna everyone, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. As every mid-morning we read Srila Prabhupada's quote, today is 21st March. Krishna is joyful. I am part and parcel of Krishna, therefore I must be also joyful. That is natural. If my father is black, then I am also black. So, our father, the supreme father, Father Krishna, is joyful. He is not engaged in some industrial work or heavy machine making. He is simply playing on his flute and Radharani is there. That is joyful nature. Hawaii, March 21st, 1969. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is Prabhuji there on the call? Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Kanda, 17th chapter, 56 and 57 verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call, Prabhuji. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you so much to be having me in this Sangha for a while. And I'm sorry that I have also not checked my message. I've been traveling down south. I just came in today to Mumbai and I just came in the evening and stepped out. And that's when Krishna was kind enough to engage me in this service. I thought I should not lose this chance to serve. So sorry for being tardy here. We are discussing the 17th chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavata, which is about the Lord's travel to Gaya for performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father. At the same time, this is a very very turning point, interesting turn of episode in the Lord's manifested pastime. So we are going to read these two verses, verse number 56 and 57. Once again, is the verse there? So I'll read the verse and translation, and then we will go over whatever little bit I could share from my limited understanding. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So the verse goes like this. Balena Ishvara Puri Sunaha Panditam Tumiye Ishvara Hamsa Jhaninu Nishchitam. Ishvara Puri then said, listen, dear Pandita, I know without doubt that you are an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Text 57. Eto mara panditya ye charitra to mara seha ki ishvara hamsa bhai hayaram. Can anyone other than an expansion of the Supreme Lord possess the extraordinary learning and characteristics that you have? So we will offer invocation prayer and then we will get going on this verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namaham Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swamin Ti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very interesting situation where the Lord is having the most strategic moments with Shripad Ishwarapuri, and these verses that we are currently discussing is Ishwarapuri and Nimai Pandita Samvad. So Nimai Pandita has asked for a very interesting situation where Nimai Pandita is going to Gaya to perform the final rites or the Shraddha ceremony for his father, and in the process, so many turns of events, and he is meeting Ishwarapuri, and Ishwarapuri is glorifying and realizing, recognizing that Nimai Pandita is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can anyone other than the expansion of the Supreme Lord possess the extraordinary learning? Ishwarapuri is explaining his reason and his conviction about his understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is going to further explain in the further verses where how he is completely convinced and how he is sure that Nimai Pandita is not an ordinary person, and he would get some sort of a dream as well as some reflections. So in our Krishna consciousness, if somebody is honest in his personal practices, if somebody is serious about one's devotional practices, then the reflections, the realizations, as well as some experiences one gains have to be respected, valued, and given importance. But it is a very private agenda. All the self-realized souls, in their internal reflections, they naturally feel love, affection, respect, attachment for the Supreme Lord. And they value that experience and try to dwell on them and increase them. At the same time, they maintain a significant amount of humility and modesty that they don't go out and try to show off. The love, attachment, intensity with which Srila Prabhupada studied Srimad Bhagavatam and worked on his Guru Maharaj's project when he was in Vrindavan. The intensity with which he was living in Radha Damodar temple, with the kind of depth in his spiritual understanding, generally a person would not prefer to step out of the place, but Srila Prabhupada did. He, even though he was an Uttamadhikari, he came down to the position of, or he stepped himself to the position of Madhyamadhikari to differentiate, inspire, educate all of us into the science of Krishna consciousness. So, in our journey to Krishna consciousness, when we are internalizing Krishna consciousness, which is a very private moment. When I say very, very private, what you are feeling for Krishna, how you are feeling for Krishna, your emotions, your understanding, your reflections, are something that you can only share with your spiritual master as well as to your near and dear ones who are able to understand the spiritual emotions. Srila Prabhupada never expressed his spiritual transcendental sentiment to general masses. We never see Prabhupada generally, in general, apart from one or two extreme situations. He would not cry, weep, or, you know, do some sort of eccentric emotions. He never exhibited. He was a teacher, conducted himself and moved on, and eventually presented this science in a manner that we all can accept. So I have this reflection to say that for someone to be convinced, here Ishwara Puri is saying, without doubt, you are an expansion of the Supreme Lord. He is so convinced because his experience, his realization, because he is already expressing his heart to Nimai Pandit. So in our journey to Krishna consciousness, let us not undermine our own conviction and experience. Those experiences are definitely true. So the moments that you will share with the Lord, with whatever genuinity we share with the Lord, have to be valued. We need not try to undermine that reflection. At the same time, we need not dwell on that and try to outsmart or present ourselves as some sort of great devotee. So my first reflection in this current context is that Ishwara Puri is saying to Nimai Pandita that I know without doubt that you are an expansion of the Supreme Lord, gives this clarity that how in our Krishna consciousness we can be very firm, how much our Kali Chelas come and give logical, sentimental, emotional, various reasoning. A self-realized devotee is for sure, a serious devotee is for sure convinced that they are, what they are doing is correct, and they need not be carried away by any other allurements. There are several people have given several explanations about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a historical personality, as a great saint, as a guru. Some of them are saying he is even a Mayavadi. Some of them are even saying that he is actually a Shankaracharya. Some of them are saying several versions about glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are Gaudiya, real Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as we discussed in our last session, a person who is claiming himself to be a Prabhupada Anuga has to be a Rupa Anuga. A person who is claiming himself to be a Rupa Anuga is definitely a Gaudiya, and in turn, he is Krishna Sevak. And we discussed how that person is a Vaishnava, the real Goswami. And we said how he is a 5-star devotee. So a 5-star devotee is one of the Lakshana, as it is explained in the purport. In the purport, this Prabhu is very nicely explaining. Therefore, I'll just read a portion of this purport. Ishwara Puri Pada, the Lord's associate and servant of the Mahabhagavata Guru, constantly engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord. Therefore, since the principle of offering respect to others without expecting any honor was brightly shining in him, he instructed Gaura Sundara, who acted as his disciple, as follows. You are the knower of all the living entities, bondage and liberation. You are an expansion of the Supreme Lord. In other words, you are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all other controllers are your expansions. I am confident about this. In consideration of the absolute truth, the living entities are fragmental parts and parcels of the Lord, who is full in 6 opulences. But in this case, since Gaura Sundara was enacting the pastimes of a disciple, he exhibited the pastime of hearing in disciplic succession from the lotus mouth of his spiritual master. The conclusion that the living entities are parts of Lord Vishnu, in other words, they are separated parts. Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Dasa. Krishnera Tatastha Shakti, Veda Prakasha. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna, because he is the marginal energy of Krishna, a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. Constitutionally, the separated parts of the Supreme Lord have no material designations. In other words, the living entities cannot remain in any occupation other than the service of the Lord. Living entities who are forgetful of their constitutional position and averse to the service of the Lord are subjected to the bondage of material existence. In that state, the valor of body and mind is prominent in their activities. The Lord is the super soul, and the living entity is an infinitesimal soul, and therefore its fragmental part. The Lord is the infinitely potent, fully cognizant personality, and the spirit soul is minute, liberated spiritual spark. Next purport. Due to absorption in Maya, materially conditioned souls are under the control of illusory energy of the Lord. But for pure spirit souls, there is no scope for absorption in Maya. The characteristics of conditioned souls and the characteristics of liberated souls are not one. Therefore, I do not consider you anyone other than an expansion of the Supreme Lord. It is understood from your learning and characteristics that you are none other than an expansion of the Supreme Lord. So this is the logic. One of the logics that he is giving about the Supreme Lord, how Ishwara Puri Pada is concluding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the characteristics, the personality is not matching with an aam aadmi or a regular person. So my reflection, which is, you know, whatever little bit within a limited time that I could, reflect upon or meditate upon or could think of, is that anyone in our Krishna conscious journey, in our Krishna conscious endeavor, if we are able to experience any spiritual emotions, spiritual sentiments and spiritual understanding, when they are within the framework of what our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have given, then we should not undermine, because the Lord constantly gives some experiences like that. Of course, we should also be careful about our own cooked up stories too. So that is why Guru, Sadhu, Shastra combination is always a very important combination. So our spiritual experiences, that is why Susukam Kartuma Vyayam, this is some experience that we will be getting within ourselves, should be always valued. Day before yesterday, or not yesterday morning, I was in Srirangam temple, Ranganatha Swami temple. So I had a good fortune to attend the morning, early morning darshan of Lord Ranganath. So this early morning darshan, if you all have been to Srirangam, if you had been to Srirangam, please attend at least any one of the days, the early morning darshan. It's a very private darshan, not many people know about it. Around 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, they let limited people in. And you can actually witness how the Lord has been, given his morning upachara. So what I was going to say was that I felt so emotional yesterday because an elephant, a cow, a horse, and several other upachara was, things were done to wake up the Lord. An elephant is coming and it's making a very special respects towards the Lord. Cow is coming. A horse was brought in. And there were devotees who were playing veena and singing to wake up the Lord. The entire mood, the entire upachara at that time was that a king is given his respects. A king is, worshipped. Or, how a kingly treatment was given. And finally, what was constantly going on in my heart was, the Lord is a person. The Lord is supreme personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada has taught that. And many a times, this Mayavada ideologies, Sunyavada ideologies, atheistic ideologies, modern ideologies, somehow or other make us forget that, miss that. Sometimes we become so impersonal. I was almost crying the whole moment I was standing there. In our house, sometimes deity worship is not being done properly. Sometimes the Lord's paraphernalias are not dealt with properly. So I was just thinking that how the Lord is a person. And Krishna Prabhupada has taught us in Srimad Bhagavatam in every page, Ete Chansa Kala Pumsam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, and how the Lord is treated. The reason I am sharing this along with this realization is that when you are struggling or suffering or trying to, practice Krishna consciousness, there are moments. I definitely truly want to respect those moments that I gained yesterday. And similar such moments in the journey of Krishna consciousness. Not that I am trying to boast of something, but I want to acknowledge to say that this process of Krishna consciousness helps you to realize those moments. So don't sideline those moments. They are your motivational factor for you to practice Krishna consciousness. Yes, Krishna was in my life. Yes, Krishna came and helped me in my life. Yes, Krishna is supreme person. He's a person. We can have relationship with him. We can love him. We can share our feelings with him. We can express our heart to him. And he will reciprocate. So this is my first reflection from this current context. Actually, I still do not know the entire context because I was traveling and I didn't prepare enough to see what was the background context and how this whole dialogue commenced. But then for sure, Ishwara Puripad is making a convincing statement to help us to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The second reflection in this current context is such a feeling of knowing Krishna and Krishna's hand need a small prerequisite, which Kunti Maharani is saying in her teachings of in her prayers, that somebody has to be materially exhausted for easily approaching Krishna, because when I am materially exhausted, when I'm materially tired, I will have a natural opportunity, natural forum, natural situation for me to easily identify, oh, this is Krishna. Till I am materially busy or enjoying, even though the Lord might be sitting right next to me, I may not be able to recognize or acknowledge that person. I mean, typically speaking, Krishna is with us all the while. But we are able to say, oh, this is Krishna's hand. Oh, this is Krishna who is giving this experience. Oh, this is Krishna who made this. I have been in Krishna consciousness for whatever number of years. Several times I have been to Srirangam temple, but yesterday was the time where I got the opportunity to, you know, really, I was really feeling that how Srila Prabhupada has really helped us. Otherwise, right, coming from a Mayavada background and a Smartha background, we would be thinking that, okay, this is some intermediary arrangement and eventually this guy is going to vanish and everything is going to become some sort of a, you know, jyoti. I mean, that was that made so much sense, that what Srila Prabhupada and our Vaishnava Acharyas have given, how this bhava, these emotions, for us to understand them, we need to get rid of certain baggages. So Kunti Maharani is saying that materially exhausted state is needed. I mean, what are we supposed to do for us to be materially exhausted? Nothing else. Stay put in Krishna consciousness. You will naturally get lost in your desire and material activities. Another opportunity is stay with material things. Anyway, material activities is going to bore you off. The nature of this material world is dukkhalayam. It is only going to give you some boring results. This is not to say that we have to wash our responsibility off, but we have to definitely get materially exhausted, which means our material expectation from material things as well as spiritual things have to be constantly reduced. In fact, I always tell the students in our congregation that when we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, especially in Grihastha Ashrama, don't wait for all the senses to wither away and lose its energy to get into some sort of a serious reflections. As you are approaching your 50s or 40, later 40s, you have to start withdrawing, because the amount of time we take time to acquire things, to be attached, to be possessive about our things, we may need significant amount of time to even withdraw ourselves from those attachments. So there should be, as much as we are planning to acquire and enjoy, there should be a plan to withdraw and eventually be simply situated. During this visit of South India Yatra, I happened to meet one devotee couple. They are disciples of His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj. So they were trying to lead simple living, high thinking principles. They were trying to set up their own farm and stuff like that down south. So we were discussing that many a times in our spiritual journey or even in our material life, we are so much working because others have an expectations how I'm supposed to be, rather than I live my life for what I'm supposed to be needing to achieve. I am superly pressurized by the society, by my family, by my near and dear ones, that I am supposed to be living to their expectation and finish off all my life's quota. Good energy, good time, good resources is consumed totally to fulfill all my near and dear ones' wishes and whims and fancies. And what about your own life? What about your own purpose of this human form of life? Probably it will be too late for us to even realize that I should have done something useful for us. So my second reflection is that somehow or other, that we need to be materially exhausted. Because sincere feeling versus path of material progress, sincere feeling for Krishna consciousness versus path of material progress can't coexist. I mean, but for few rare cases where Krishna gave specific blessings. In case of Dhruva Maharaj, Krishna gave the blessings that he can have all the happiness of this material world, as well as he can come back to, you know, spiritual abode. But the point here is that for Krishna, for us to recognize Krishna in our life, for us to recognize Krishna within us, around us, we need to be materially exhausted. So Ishvara Puripad is saying that, you know, you are Krishna himself, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. There is no doubt in this. I am not sure if any one of us can make such a convincing statement. Because even in front of the Supreme Lord, we are doubting. Oh, maybe what if some other personality is supreme? Or what if this is wrong? What if I am half-baked? What if I am not able to fully, you know, get convinced on this? We have our own doubts. But self-realized souls are beyond doubt. Rakshishyati Vishwaso. They are completely convinced that Krishna will, you know, protect. And they are completely convinced about the Supreme Lord. So my second reflection is that for us to be even able to realize, recognize and get into this feeling of spiritual emotions, material exhaustion, exhausting from materialistic thoughts is definitely required. And they have to be the way we are working for acquiring, we have to work for relinquishing, withdrawing, removing our attachments day by day. So many times when you start saying this statement, somewhere we get butterflies, flying in our bellies, because what will happen if this is withdrawn, that is withdrawn, what I can give up, what I'm not supposed to give up. Then we'll bring up an ideology of Yukta Vairagya, how utility is the principle. So many things we'll be bringing in. The agenda is not about physical removal. It is about your intellectual, mental, sensual attachment towards sense objects. So long as we are going to have that attachment towards the sense objects, we will definitely not be able to go past boundaries of material energy. So we need to learn to withdraw our senses from the sense objects. As defined, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratyena nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesa Sevanam Bhaktiru Chete. So in the purport of verse number 56, that's what I'm trying to understand, where the constitutional position of the spirit soul and what is its constitutional recognition, he has to be realized, and they can be realized only when we are materially exhausted. The third aspect is that even if you try to enjoy, even if somebody wants to say that, no, no, Baba, I want to enjoy, I want to, you know, go on with that agenda, as the current youngsters, younger generation prefers that, let me live with the moment, present, forget about the future and forget about the past. The material nature says that there is a limit. The time is the limit. The time, there's a time limit set on every enjoyment. All enjoyment have time associated. I was traveling the other day, maybe a few years before. One guy has written, had a t-shirt. In the t-shirt, sometimes these college goers have got funny quotes. He said, girlfriends are like medicines. They always come with an expiry date. I'm not sure what he was, trying to communicate, but at least, he was trying to, when I read that, I started smiling and said that in spite of knowing this, people are running after one. And the whole concept of love in this material world is nothing but just lust. So Kunti Maharani is also saying this. And elsewhere in Bhagavatam also, it says that all the enjoyments in this material world, I think in the pastime of Prachini Barhi, in one of the places where the Puranjana's pastime, Puranjana allegory was explained by Narada Muni. So he's explaining this part, that how all the enjoyments in this material world are time bound. After a point in time, what used to be wonderful pleasure, what used to be interesting, is not any more interesting. So every time our desires are constantly changing and we have different aspirations. And all material relationships also doesn't last long. Even the feelings for them won't last long. And giving importance only to that much which is, where it is. I mean, we should give importance only that much that it is worth. If we give too much importance, then we will get disappointment. The reason I am saying these 3 points is about that in the case of spiritual realization, in the case of spiritual activities, in the case of Krishna consciousness, these 3 things don't apply. Because Krishna consciousness is ever increasing, ever growing, ever happiness. In the process of Krishna consciousness, one will not get satiated. He may be slow, he may be, doubtful and making some careful step progress. But then, as Krishna promised, in this endeavor, there is no loss. But as in the materialistic relationship, in the materialistic association, everything is time bound. Relationship is time bound. Experiences are time bound. And our priorities are time bound. And we keep changing. So the reflection here is to say that when we are able to recognize the Supreme Lord, we will be able to recognize the Supreme Lord when we are able to understand the nature of these materialistic things are time bound. So let me not give too much importance to that beyond what it is worth. Rather, I would give importance to the spiritual activities so that I better able to recognize the Supreme Lord in our lives. And Krishna personally says that he is witnessing, approving, and he is participating in our decision-taking process in some capacity. Whatever we desire, he sanctions. He is becoming a witness to all our activities. And he is trying to help us in our process. Sometimes he comes as challenges and tries to help us. Sometimes he gives us pleasure and tries to help us. So all these things are possible. We will be able to take advantage of all these things only when we understand what are our material limits. Because if somebody don't understand the limits, because by materialistic senses, we won't be able to recognize Krishna. When Ishwar Puri is able to say that Krishna, this is your Krishna only. I very well remember this pastime of Radha Govind Maharaj meeting Srila Prabhupada. And it's a very famous pastime. We all, might be knowing. When he first heard Srila Prabhupada in Gorakhpur, and Srila Prabhupada called him to come and meet in Vrindavan Dham. And of course, he didn't recognize Srila Prabhupada's face. So he actually met Prabhupada and asked for Prabhupada. And when Srila Prabhupada asked, why do you want to meet him? So he gave whatever answer he had to give. I don't remember the exact chronological sequence. But Srila Prabhupada probed him in further, because he was saying how Srila Prabhupada taught Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. And Maharaj explained that how that was truth, that was so nice. But then when Prabhupada was probing in him, he said that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna's devotee. So Maharaj was slightly getting, confused, irritated, and finally he had a very interesting conversation with Prabhupada then and said that, Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So this conviction, this realization, this experience of somebody stating is possible only when we are able to understand that all the materialistic things are time bound and I cannot just dwell on them. I have to go past. So if I am going to be considering material enjoyment as everything, material relationships are everything, and I'm going to associate my spiritual understanding on that basis, then I will be able to, you know, only gain material results about out of spiritual activities, as generally we are doing. Because in our day-to-day activities, we are only searching for our material results or temporary results, or what Srila Prabhupada call as prayers. But we have to work on what is ultimately beneficial. Etavat janma sapalyam dehinam iha dehishu pranair arthair diyavacha shreyad acharanam sadam. So, the idea is we need to work on shreyas, activities that are ultimately beneficial, not that we should work on something that is immediately beneficial. That is work on temporarily beneficial. So Kunti Maharani says, Srimad Bhagavatam says, and the point I wanted to say here is that for us to take advantage of Krishna's presence in our life, Krishna's acknowledgement to us, Krishna's support to us, Krishna's helping hand to us, Krishna's, you know, whatever help that he is trying to provide to us so that we can become devotees, we will be able to recognize when we know that I have my limits, my senses have its limits, the nature of this existence have my limits. So I need to think beyond these limits and try to learn my lessons and not dwell on these limits. Because what the materialistic scientists, scholars and several intellectuals are asking is that they are trying to experience, trying to prove, trying to gain some proof within their boundary of knowledge. But Krishna consciousness cannot be proven like that. One person cannot learn Krishna consciousness that, you know, can be proven by some just logical reasoning. This is not a jnana that can be given by pratyaksha jnana or anumana. It has to be by shabda. It has to be by some process of, you know, self-realization. So my third reflection and the final reflection for this current context is that while Srishwarapuri is able to convincingly, without any doubt, just by looking at the activities and characteristics, he is able to recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is because he also himself having a stature of, because as this Prabhu has mentioned in the purport, that I'm not sure if this purport is given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj or this purport is given by, I think it's translation of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's purport. So, where the purport very clearly says, Ishwarapuri was constantly engaged in chanting. And not only chanting, he was constantly engaged in the mood of offering respect to others. So, he is able to recognize the Supreme Lord in front of him. So, he is able to appreciate, he is able to glorify, he is able to relate. He is able to identify, this is Krishna, this is Maya, this is spirituality, this is materialism. Whilst we, with the mixed feelings and thoughts, we have always remained confused and sometimes get carried away. So hence my reflection here is that we need to learn our limits, and we need to also know if you don't learn your limits, the time will anyway show you your limits. So time shows your limits. Before that, if you know your limits and try to take advantage of the privilege that you have as a human body and surrender to a self-realized soul, subscribe the opinions of the self-realized soul, walk in the path given by self-realized soul, you will be able to recognize Krishna much ahead. Otherwise, Krishna will come anyway at the time of death and, you know, present himself to us, which will be too late for us to correct our mistakes, and we have to wait for future chances. So my three reflections within the limited time and understanding that are, number one, that how in our spiritual journey, in our spiritual practices, when we are sincere, when we are honest, and when we are trying to practice Krishna consciousness as recommended to us, we will definitely get several moments and experiences, and those experiences are generally given by the Supreme Lord or by the blessings of Vaishnavas. We will see sudden positive changes, and those positive changes, positive experiences, and those moments are real, they are not fake. A person when they get such experiences, they value them, they use them to further enhance his attachment and relationship with Krishna. At the same time, he or she stays grounded and try to stay humble in his endeavor. And that is the way spirituality has always been presented by our Vaishnava Acharyas. So the reason this is stated is that we will also see this is Krishna, this is Krishna's hand, this is Krishna's blessings, this is Krishna's support to us. So Krishna, do talk to us, do come in front of us, do help us based on our sincerity and surrender. So please learn to recognize Krishna that way. And in this way, we will be able to develop some relationship with the Lord and able to take advantage of the support that we will be receiving. The second reflection that I said was that how this is possible when we are materially exhausted. Now we are exhausted, but not so much so that we want to find some alternative or permanent alternative to this state of life. An intelligent person is the one who doesn't wait for the last nth choice available for enjoyment. The very famous story of a person walking inside the forest and a tiger started chasing and he started running away from the tiger. And he stepped on an elephant trap, which is generally laid by the hunters in the forest to trap the elephants. And he caught hold of the tree branch. So he can't leave his hand down because beneath he saw so many poisonous creatures. And up the tiger is waiting. And so much of precarious condition. This is allegory given by Vidura explaining about the nature of this material world. And in spite of all the precarious condition, he cannot go up. Tiger is there. He can't go down. Scorpions and snakes are there. Anyway, the branches are being eaten by the rats. And the honey bees are stinging him. But in spite of all the precarious condition, he is sticking his tongue out to catch the honey droplets. So from this example, Vidura is explaining, look at the nature of this materialistic world. People always want to wait, even in the most precarious condition, what enjoyment we can get. So long as we have that propensity, we will not be able to recognize Krishna. So Kunti Maharani is saying that, can we be materially exhausted? Can we somehow get to the stage of material exhaustion so that we will be able to differentiate between sincere feelings versus, materialistic feelings, because they can't coexist. The last but not least is about the experience of what our senses can enjoy and where is the limit. So either intelligently you draw your limit and try to take advantage of the resources that you have for a better arrangement. Otherwise, time will anyway put a limit on all the enjoyment that we have, all the relationships that we have, and all that we have given so much of importance wherein we are not supposed to have given. So Ishwara Puripad is already helping us to develop conviction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And there are much more he is going to say. And I'm sure in the past he has already glorified too. So I'm stopping here. And I'm not sure if I made any sense. If I have not, please forgive me. And if there is anything that I should have said and learned, please correct me. And in case if there are any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Tai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the beautiful class. We have the raised hands. Priti Vilasthi Mataji, go ahead Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. Actually, what an amazing class, even without one bit of preparation. It was so nice. Prabhu, I have a question. I'm just trying to connect the dots and see if my understanding is right. So for us to understand when we see the Lord face to face, supposing we get an opportunity, statement that if there is an opportunity to meet the Lord face to face, to recognize the Lord, First of all, we need the mercy of the Lord to help us recognize by the Paramatma or the causeless mercy of the Lord. And we should also have the right attitude. Meaning, because there are many people who get fooled thinking that so-and-so could be God. But the reason they're getting fooled is one is maybe the Paramatma or the Supreme, the Lord is not really inspiring them. It's a mental concoction. And two, they don't have the right attitude. So for us to really understand who Krishna is, if we come face to face, two things should be in place. Is that the correct understanding, Prabhu?
It's absolutely correct understanding. I maybe have not stated the exact way that you have stated, but I wanted to definitely thank you for this, because we will definitely be, you know, carried away by some of our sensual emotions also. So Prabhupada writes in the 14th chapter of Nectar of Devotion, which I have several times quoted, that we have to, you know, definitely knowledge and renunciation are needed to go to a stage in spiritual life, without which we cannot just, you know, haphazardly just go by what we are sensually experiencing. But Prabhupada is making one step further. It says that our sincerity and sentiments do contribute, and that makes our spiritual life further gets established. So what I was dwelling more on the second part of it, assuming that we are definitely Guru Sadhu Shastra, and the ability to see the Lord and recognize the Lord, that mercy comes from the Lord. But I was just trying to touch base on a simple point, that in case if our practices are, that's why I was repeating this point, if our practices are sincere, if we are honest in our spiritual practices, you know, if you are sincere within, then definitely there is an experience, reflections, realizations one gets from within. There is an inspiration from within. The Prabhupada, you know, was constantly meditating on what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said. Mm-hmm. And Rupa Goswami was constantly meditating on what, you know, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed him. I mean, if you see, even nowadays, we see so many latest devotees, they are writing their books and they are writing their realizations, composing songs, writing. I know one of our devotees here in our local community, His Grace Vaishnavangri Prabhu, every time, you know, during some festivals, he composes a song, wonderful, beautiful song, glorifying Prabhupada's achievements and the Supreme Lord's, you know, activities. Our dearest Hari Parshad Prabhu, he composes some prayers. So what I was trying to say that was, when Ishwara Puripada is saying, my dear Lord, you are Krishna himself, to make that statement, I'm completely convinced, to make that statement, I'm sure that, you know, it's a very profound thing to say, and it needs a lot of character to say, and that character is made possible by our sincere, humble endeavor. And if we learn to recognize that from within, which is available because we are spiritual sparks, probably we will be able to, you know, make some nice progress. So thank you so much. What you said is absolutely right. And I was just talking about the second part of it, where let us not suppress, mm-hmm. at the same time not get carried away. I'm saying both ways. Mm-hmm. Don't get carried away by all your you know, excitements and spirituality. Just because you got excited, just validate them if they are in line with the Gaudiya Vaishnava principles. Am I making some sense?
Very beautiful, Prabhu, especially the second part when you again elaborate. And I mean, it's so beautiful. And you also give the example of Radha Govind Maharaj meeting Srila Prabhupada. So I think that one example summarizes the second part so beautifully. You had so much in what Prabhupada said, and yeah, Guru Sadhu Shastra, the Praman, and our attitude, our character. Grooming is so important. Thank you.
I mean, I was very emotional yesterday, because repeatedly only one thing, you know, kept on knocking my head yesterday when I was still sitting there in Ranganatha Swami temple, because their way, I mean, several times we see the Lord being bathed, taken care, worshipped, but somehow yesterday I had this, even before I had a few moments like this where to come repeatedly say God is not some vastu, not some, you know, materialistic object. He's a person. You can talk to him. You can relate to him. You can express to him. He's seeing you. He's, you know, forgiving you. He's giving you opportunity. Because I was thinking that what made me to get a privilege? because it was not everybody gets such an opportunity, and it's not easy. I have been in Srirangam for several years and I never got chance to see that. So many moments were going on. So I was thinking that like this, maybe the Lord would have given so many episodes in the past also, which would have gone unnoticed. So at least we should be awake. We should be careful enough that when such moments the Lord is giving you, be awake, grab it, see if you can, I would say as a businessman, monetize it and move forward.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Arima Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for this wonderful class, Prabhuji. Again, it was like so, I was just dwelling on the point that when you said that you have to be materially exhausted. So I don't know if this is a question or it is my reflection. My thinking is that Prabhuji, we must have passed through so many tribulations and we must have worked up so much of karma in all our past lives, since like unlimited past lives. How is it that we have never been materially exhausted? How is it? It's something that keeps, I think about these things, almost every day. I'm thinking that how is it that we still have desires? We must have passed through so many tribulations and so many difficulties, and we must have worked up so much of our karma, loads of karma. And I personally feel that our materialistic desires or whatever it is, even when we put a limit to them, I should not be desiring this. This is not the right kind of desire. When we look through the eyes of the Bhagavatam and through the eyes of the scriptures, how do you look at all this? How is it that we are still struggling in this material world in spite of all these experiences? So what would be your reflection on this?
Oh boy, it's a very important.
I know, elaborate.
No, it's not a elaborate. No, it's a very important question. I'm saying, oh boy, to say that I have to answer this to myself because I'm victim of such a situation. But at the same time, I'm in the position to answer as if I'm some pro here. So when I'm answering for myself, but I'm sure it may help you also. The idea is that so the nature of associating with the sense object is such that it will not let you think that you can be free from this. It's like, why my desire to, every time I drink daru, every time I drink alcohol, I get nasha, I get intoxicated. And in the morning, I feel I should not have done that. The whole message is, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, so long as your senses are glued to the sense objects, the reason we are not getting frustrated, the reason we are not getting exhausted is about our wrong association. We are constantly sitting in a wrong association and expecting right results. How will I get right results in a wrong association? You cannot get right results. It's impossible. So the reason why we are struggling, why we are not materially exhausted is because we are choosing a wrong association. The courage to relinquish wrong association is the first step or important step in our spiritual life. That courage or that step you can only take provided we are given higher results. One Ramanujacharya, one day he witnessed the king. I think I've shared this pastime before. This king was, attracted to a prostitute. And this king was, walking with barren feet, without any shoes, on a hot sun on the riverbed, on the side of the river. Very, very hot, scorching heat and burning. And Ramanujacharya was super surprised. So my God, what made this guy, completely oblivious to this external condition that he is captured to that girl? That's exactly what we are expecting, that we are supposed to be moving away from all our sensual feelings and try to dwell in our thoughts of Krishna consciousness. So Ramanujarya went to the king and said, what is that so attractive in this girl? So the king said that, look at the eyes. Look at the, you know, eyes of this girl, Prabhu. You come, I'll show you one more, you know, set of eyes. You look at that, then you decide which is better. And he's taking the king to our Srirangam Ranganatha Swami temple, the same deities that I had good fortune to take darshan yesterday. He's saying that Ramanujarya is asking the king, now look at the king, look at the Lord. Excuse me. And tell me, who is better? Whose eyes are better? This king is falling flat and, you know, offering obeisance to Ramanujarya, said that, oh, you have really opened the eyes of my ignorance. Adaram maduram vadanam maduram nayanam maduram hasitam maduram. Why for us they are not maduram? They are maduram. Whenever you see the Lord, you feel, you know, definitely is beautiful. But the problem is, our legs are in one more boat also. When Indra was suffering as a hog, and he was with his family, when Brahma called him, please come back, your seat is vacant, your punishment period is over, he shamelessly, he said, I'm happy with my family and friend and getting chappan bhog varieties of filth in this gutter. So don't disturb me. That's exactly the state of mind we are in. So why we are not materially exhausted? My answer is three. Number one, our senses are constantly glued to the sense objects, not towards the spiritual things. Number two, we are attached to sense objects because of our association. We have chosen to associate more with materialistic people. The more you associate with spiritual people, consistently, you will see transformation. You will definitely get material exhaustion. It is not that it is impossible. And the last but not least, in terms of why we are not getting materially exhausted, is because somehow or other, we are in the process of Krishna consciousness. We want to have both boats to sail together. We want this also, that also. We have conditional responsibilities. We have constitutional responsibilities. So somehow we think that we can balance. Somehow we think that we can manage both the things. Somehow we have this subtle, you know, lusty desire to say that I should get the best of both the worlds. Mm. Somehow we have this, you know, high hopes that I may be able to make it out. I'll be able to manage this. But Shastra repeatedly says it is not possible. So, this vairagya or this determination to relinquish and to get eventually materially exhausted is only possible when we are performing menial service under the bona fide direction of a self-realized soul. So geese ke, our senses have to be purified. Okay, janamo se barso se hum yahi karte aaye. Several generations we have been doing this. So we need somebody to airlift us. We cannot lift ourselves up. That is why Bilwa Mangala Thakura is writing in his Govinda Damodara Stotram. Samsara kupe patitotyagare mohanda purne vishayabitapte karavalambam mamadehi vishno govinda damodara madaveti karavalambam mamadehi vishno. I am sticking my hand out, sir, because I have fallen into the dark well. I have fallen into the daldal. I cannot help myself. I can only scream for help. That is the state of mind we should be in. That is why Prabhupada always says our chanting should be krandana. You should have two drops of tears shedding as the child crying for mother. Oh, mommy, I am missing you. Please engage me in your service. Am I making sense, Mataji?
Fabulous, Prabhuji. Fantastic answer. I'll have to keep hearing this every day. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Wonderful answer. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions? I'm checking the chat message. Is that realization or question? Thank you so much, Prabhu, for sharing your ecstatic moments and such a wonderful class. Your words are very empowering always. For me personally, I feel Krishna conscious gets reinstalled whenever I get an opportunity to attend your class. Prabhuji, you share everything from your heart, which is so pure. Okay, it's a realization, Prabhuji, such a beautiful class. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you for repeating what I asked you to say.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Gopinath Ki Jai. Yes, yes, Mataji, I agree with you. Prabhuji, from bottom of the heart, whatever instruction you are given to us, Prabhuji, when we pass from day-to-day life problem, it's help us, inspiring us, and especially mere jaise patit jiv ko ek corner mein baith ke Shishi Bhagavatam, Shishi Chaitanya Charanamrut and Shishi Bhagavad Gita padhna nahi hai, but I have to digest it and share with my two daughter and my husband. First, Prabhuji, I learn a lesson, so many lessons done every time. Eagerly waiting your association and blessing. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. If there is a no question, can you please sing 1 minute any bhajan you want to sing, Prabhuji? By the permission of all Bhakti Sangha teachers.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, I'll sing. I was just, telling Anita Gandharika Mataji that she is telling so many nice words about me. I was just joking to say that, apne jitna rishwat diya, utna tarif kar liye, thank you. In the sense that you are trying to say what I wanted to say. In the sense, this hearing of such self-appraisal, glorification, sometimes puts you, to think that, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, because whatever nice things that anyone is saying about me, they don't go to me. They are definitely, the credit goes to all the seniors who worked on me. And day before today, or 3 days before, I had a interview moments with some of your volunteers, I think Anita Mataji or somebody. So they were discussing about my journey in Krishna consciousness. So they were asked, one of the questions that was asked is that, about my sadhana and my Krishna consciousness stability. So I had to very honestly confess to say that I am not stable. I am unstable. I am still struggling to practice Krishna consciousness. But one thing I did say, which I want to repeat here, say that because when I'm hearing many times people writing about some glories, wow, this is nice, that is nice. I mean, on a lighter note, I say that TJ bahut acha tha, tumne kisi tarif kiya. So, but I'm struggling. In this good thing in this struggle is, I am not giving up this struggle. Because many times what happens is that we give up at some point in time. So I am thanking my seniors and the blessings coming our way is that the day you give up your struggle, that's when Maya will become more and more stronger. If you are struggling, you are fighting, you are working, you're telling Krishna again and again, Krishna, I may fall down, I may fizzle out, I may slip away, but I am still committed to see you, catch your lotus feet and come towards you. So, thanks for all the kind words, Vinita Gandharva Mataji or Vinita Gopika Mataji or anyone for that matter. I am just trying to reflect because I was actually in a shop and my glasses broke and I didn't check. I was thinking that today is Tuesday. I got a little confused. Did I give class last week or not? Because I had a interview, maybe I got mixed up, said that maybe my class is next week. So I went to the shop outside and I knew daylight savings got changed. As soon as Priti Vilasini Mataji called, I could have said that, sorry, I'm else outside. I do not want to come. But I wanted to come. The reason I wanted to come is not that I want to register my footage here or speak. I wanted to come because when we share, when we discuss, when we participate, these are all the moments, opportunities for us to somehow, tell your senses, which is constantly giving you a challenge, saying that no, Krishna consciousness is needed. Please grab every possible opportunity. Some service is coming your way. Krishna is calling you. Service is coming your way, meaning it is an opportunity to, go and fight it out. So that is why I thought, okay, no, Mataji, I will come. I was actually looking at few spectacles and the shop owner said, I'll leave it and come back to you tomorrow. And I just came running here. I'm not saying this just to get some praise here. I wanted to really say all glories to Prabhupada and all glories to all the seniors this service is very nice. We should be doing this service quite regularly. Keep working on our senses so that, we can give a good fight. So this struggle is not so good, but the good part of the struggle is not over. I'm not giving up. So let us not give up. At no point in time, let us give up. Because we will have to tell to Kali, we have to tell to Maya, we will have to tell everyone that, hey, I have Krishna. I am going towards Krishna. I was telling the other day also, tell your problem you have Krishna, not go and tell Krishna that you have a problem. Not that telling Krishna that you have a problem is a problem, but telling problem that you have Krishna is a better solution. So that way, thank you so much for, having me in this service. So Vrinda Gopi Mataji's request I will fulfill in case if there are no questions or comments.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Wonderful, wonderful session, Prabhu, and such a spontaneous speaker. Again, this is nothing just to flatter you or just to glorify you with these words, but from my heart, I mean it. And as you said that how the struggles keep coming, yes, struggles is the only thing that makes us humble, that makes us understand that I'm nowhere. But with these struggles, we try to understand that a lot more to cover to reach to Krishna's lotus feet. Thank you, Prabhu. You are really, truly an inspiration for all of us. The way you stepped in for the class, the way you spoke spontaneously, it's from your heart. So that also reminds that every time we don't have to sit down, make notes. Sometimes it has to come from our heart, but that can only be possible whenever sadhana is strong. So you always remind us that how we can stay always in Krishna consciousness. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And yes, all glorifications to you. But yes, as you have taught us, that you pass on to your spiritual masters, to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu. We are really, really very, very blessed, very, very fortunate to have you in our group. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanavad Mataji.
And thank you for answering Parima Mataji's question, because I was about to raise my hand for the same question. So thank you, Parima Mataji, for asking that brilliant question. Hare Krishna.
Any other thoughts, comments, reflections before I go to sing a song?
Yeah, thank you again. Apologies for what happened to you.
This is the second time it is happening, huh? I think a few months before, you remember when I was in Delhi?
I was about to say this is the second time we did the same mistake.
No, not you did. I'm just thinking. I was in the middle of an auto. Mataji called and I had to run. So sometimes I'm sitting at the edge of the seat calling for some service. Oh, Bhakti Sangha, people are calling. Drop everything dead and run towards Sangha. So it is something like that.
No, as soon as today we didn't see you on the call, I got doubt. This time Priti Mataji again forgot to message.
And the thing is, Ramgiridhari Prabhu is always on time. He never comes even half a second late. So when we didn't see you, we realized, okay, this is a big goof up from my side.
Okay.
But Prabhu, so, you always coming shows how much you love us. You never said no.
So how much true. I need you all is what I'm saying. I think the Sangha is beautiful, wonderful. I say I registered this to Anita Mataji when she took the interview that, how this Bhakti Sangha is growing year on year, and wonderful, wonderful, so nice, so nice.
All because of all of you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. As Priti Mataji said, that you are not late even half a second also. So I could realize that when I had an interview with you, and whatever you spoke on that day was really very helpful for all the neophytes who were listening to that. And as Vinita Mataji also made a comment that it is from the heart that you are speaking, that also we can see in each of your classes, the realizations which you say is really very wonderful. It happens only when the sadhana is good, as Ketita Mataji told. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such an association with you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I'm going to sing a song called Kali Kukura Kadam Jadi. So this is a very nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kali kukura kadam jadi chao he kaliyuga pavana kali bayanashanam shri sachinandana gao he gadadara madana nitaire pranadana advaiter prabhujita gora nimai vishwambar Srinivasa Ishwaram Bhakta Samuha Chita Jora Nadiya Sashadara Maya Pura Ishwaram Nama Pravartana Sura Grihijana Sikshaka Nyasikula Nayakam Madhavarada Bhava Pura సర్వభౌమ శోదన గజపతి తారణం రామానంద భూషణ వీరా రూపానంద వర్ధన సనాతన పాలన హరిదాస మోదన ధీరా వ్రజరస భావన దుష్టమత శాటన కపటి విఘాటన కామ శుద్ధ భక్త పాలన శుష్క జ్ఞాన తాధన చల భక్తి దూషణ రామ జయ గౌరనితాయ 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 జయ గౌరానితాయ జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ నితాయ గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నితాయ గౌర హరి బోల్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ టు బి రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డాగ్ లైక్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ కలి దెన్ జస్ట్ సింగ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ సన్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ సచి హీఈస్ ద సేవియర్ ఆఫ్ ద కలియుగ అండ్ హీఈస్ కలి భయ నాశన ద డెస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ all fear caused by the age of quarrel. He maddens Sri Gadadhara with his name. He is the treasure of the life of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and he is the most worshipable object of Sri Advaita Acharya. He is affectionately named Nimai by his mother due to being born under a neem tree and he has been named Vishwambara by his grandfather. He is the only lord of Sri Srivasa and he steals the hearts of all the assembled devotees. Lord Chaitanya is the moon over Nadia, the lord of Sri Mayapur Dhamma, and the divine propagator of his own name. He is the instructor of family men, and he is also the hero of those who are in the renounced order. He is the husband of goddess of fortune, and he is overflowing with ecstatic moods and sentiments of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya is the corrector and purifier of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the deliverer of King Prataparudra, the source of nourishment of Srila Ramananda Raya, and he is a great hero. He increases the ecstasy of Srila Rupa Goswami. He is the maintainer and protector of Srila Sanatana Goswami. He gladdens Haridas Thakura and he is very grave. Lord Chaitanya is the source of all transcendental mellows of Rajadama. He is the destroyer of all mischievous and wicked mentality and he dissolves the mundane lust of the deceitful, insincere souls by his causeless mercy. He maintains and protects his pure Vaishnava devotees and he chastises dry speculative knowledge. He destroys pretentious and hypocritical devotion and he is the reservoir of pleasure. Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Ram Giridhari Prabhu. Very, very nice class. And also, the song is very beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, once again, for such a beautiful class. Very grateful to you, as always. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpatarubhyas Chakripa
Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavam
Namo Namo Thank you, Prabhuji. Nice to see you, Komadiki Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Nice to see you. I'm seeing so many times. Nice.
Hare Krishna, Ram Ram.
And hear you also. Very nice chanting.
Thank you, Mataji.